Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Zeno Data for Lives. This is Carrie. I'm your host tonight, and we've got our girls on tonight with us. We're going to have a lot of fun, I'm predicting. so you join me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. You can join us on the blog, divadataforlives.blogspot.com. And I just put up today the spoiler picks for this week's episodes of Data for Lives, so you can see what's up this week. And you can follow us on Facebook. Diva Days is our friend page, and Diva Days for Lives is our fan page. So they usually have the same info, so I encourage you to like both of them. And you can find all of our links here on our show page at Blog Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and that's cool too, so that way you're alerted to all the new scheduled shows. And we actually showed up this week. Sorry we had it canceled last week. Yeah, it just wasn't a good time for all of us. So we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
And Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
And we have our friend Miss Rose here tonight, too.
Hi. Hey there.
So, before I forget, to give shout out to the Hapkas. I saw Bob was on a few hours ago. So follow at Bob Hapka and follow at Amy Hapka. They're buds, and Bob and Amy gave us our biggest show ever.
Your crackberry is messing up again.
I think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was my phone, but yeah.
I'm
hearing the same thing.
I call people and it's never a problem. I don't know. Maybe it's my mouth. Maybe my mouth's the problem and not the phone.
It's really bad.
Okay, well, you know, I'll throw out a topic and I'll just listen then. What do you guys think about the Wilson scenes this week?
Oh, okay. Well,
Wilson?
I was just going to say while you were pimping Bob and Amy, I wanted to say, go Bills. They won this week.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
All
right.
The Steelers barely won.
Wilson, go ahead. Who wants to talk about Wilson?
Hey, we got a sex scene. We haven't had one for like how long? You know.
That's true.
So, yeah.
I didn't mind it myself.
I didn't either.
There's a lot of controversy surrounding that particular scene, but I didn't mind it.
Nope.
I kind of thought it was done very tastefully.
Mm-hmm. I thought so too. I didn't think it was that extreme or anything. No.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they could have gone a lot further, I guess, if they wanted to.
Yeah, and I think the two actors that Chandler and Freddie, I think they did an awesome job with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought they kind of felt like it was a hetero couple with Sonny unbuttoning his buttons and everything. That's usually kind of what you see with guy and girl scenes on soaps. I thought that was nice and romantic, I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're tender. I was going to say a tender love scene between you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
I thought it was funny that when Gabby came knocking at the door later, and, Anne's just half naked, and Sonny's there on the bed, and I thought that was funny. She's like, uh-oh, but I just walked in on. That was priceless. Oh, we kind of found out this week. So do you think Days is changing Sonny a bit to make him seem more of a player? Because because they were discussing Sonny's past, and he said, well, I haven't been a monk since I've been back in Salem. Which
yeah,
was
and I was thinking, yeah, I haven't right. even been on a date since he was in Salem, so it was kind of weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it was
okay.
weird. It was
yeah,
really weird
yeah.
because, I mean, it was really weird to me because they were making him out to be a monk when Will was doing all the gay clubs. He was going out
yeah.
with all the
right.
other guys because Sonny couldn't go out. So he'd go out with all these other ones. And, you know, Will was the one partying it up while Sonny sat there and worked at the store. So, yeah, that seemed kind of weird to me.
Yeah, I think that was, like, rewritten maybe.
But
maybe to prove Lucas
nice,
right
though.
Or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was kind of nice, though, that Lucas was somewhat validated, though, at least, you know, because his concern,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
he was getting a bad rap. Because he was just concerned about Will, and, you know, I hate it when people generalize and be like, well, he's just a homophobe or whatever. Well, no, he's concerned about his son, like he would
yeah.
be if, you know, if some hoochie was hitting on him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know.
And would Lucas really be that concerned if it would have been, if Will was with a girl? I don't.
Well,
even
yeah,
his
because
family
it's
threw that back at him.
Yeah,
not
but they
really.
Pointed out.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think it's more about the fact that Lucas knows what he would do. And you know, if Will was with a girl, then it would be a different story because Will would have to be told how to treat the girl. But in this particular case, Sonny is the more experienced person
mm-hmm.
at this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so Will is I don't want to say he's the girl in this situation, but he is. Because
the girl could have
you know,
been the more experienced, too.
Yeah,
yeah and the girl could have been
situation.
More experienced,
an older
too.
Woman. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. If it had been an older
mm-hmm.
woman, I
well,
think
that,
Lucas
yeah.
would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this
was
like Nicole
right.
or... Yeah, there was like Nicole or something,
older,
I think. It,
an older
Nicole
woman, yeah.
Out. Yeah. Or, you know, if it was someone
Nicole,
older,
yeah.
who's been around the block a few
poor
times,
Nicole.
It was a female. Yeah, he would have flipped out. So...
Yes, I just, I'm glad we all agree. I thought, you know, I think they're changing Sonny's history, that he's that more experienced. That thing's too, I'm so confused about Sonny, because he's a business owner, and he's in college full-time. But I thought when he came to town that his parents were assuming he was going to law school, so I thought he was graduated
yeah.
already from college.
He had taken time to go hiking in the Alps and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
why he stopped
school to do that.
Okay. And I think, too, that they brought out, well, back to Lucas for a second, I think they brought out, too, that, you know, when Lucas and Sammy and Will were having that conversation at her office, that it could possibly be because he's been, no pun intended, screwed by Sammy so many times, you know, that he's,
mm-hmm.
you know, doesn't want Will's heart. I mean, I really do think
they actually,
he's coming.
Yeah, they actually brought that out because when
mm-hmm.
Sammy and him were in the same room together and they were explaining things about other stuff, they actually talked about together when Sammy admitted that, yeah, she did all this to Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so I think it's understandable that Lucas would be, I mean, this is his oldest child, the first child he's having to go through this with. You know,
yeah.
I think, you know, I don't have a young adult or teenager as a child, but I can imagine this is his first time as a father going through this with a kid, and I like that I don't like the part where it suddenly jumps to, oh, you must be against, you know, him being gay, as opposed to, oh, you're concerned about his well-being. You know, that's the part. I mean, and it's a realistic argument either way. I think it's natural for people to jump to those conclusions. So from that standpoint, it's realistic. I just hated that they, you know, basically, you know, threw Lucas on the altar for it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
honestly, if you think about it, this is his first, you know, Will hasn't exactly dated around much other than Gabby, and Lucas was out of town when all that was going on. He was in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it, you know, I just look at it that, you know, he's truly concerned, and having had his heart stomped all over as recently as 2 months ago, Lucas is probably a little protective of his son, you know. So I don't know. That's how I'm looking at it.
I think it's funny you say that because I've actually been through that with two older kids and then two younger ones, not the gay part, but you know, I've been through the exact same thing with parent raising, and it's really funny you bring that up because now that you do, I see it. Because I remember with my older two, I sat there and told them, no, don't do this. You know what they're doing to you, you know, a lot. And the very first thing those two do is they run off and do exactly the opposite. You know?
Of course. Sounds
so
familiar.
That was played out very true to life, actually, because Will, that's the first thing he did. He took off to go do what he wanted to.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah.
So I think that was actually played off really true to life.
Yeah.
That's funny. Of course, you're freaking me out because my oldest is going to be in seventh grade next year. So,
yeah.
So my youngest is in seventh this year.
Yeah, Carrie, so that's kind of like nervous laughter there. Like, oh, crap.
Nervous laughter. Just give me a call next year, you know, we'll get you through it.
Well, he's definitely not dating next year, but that's, you know, I'm sort of thinking about it.
He's getting younger and younger.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, he's not dating until he's 16. Not going to happen. But
my youngest is in seventh grade this year, so.
Yeah, with the whole Sunny thing, I think it'd only be more believable if we saw Sunny beforehand being a bit of a player, and we haven't at all, so it doesn't seem to make much sense. But then Sunny admitted he did set up the whole box of situation by trying to.
He did kind of play around that one day, though.
Yeah.
Way back when. Just before Will went to jail for the whole, you know, he was being arrested for the whole shooting of Stefano. When they were the four of them were sitting on the couch when Will got his first kiss by that one player.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And Sonny was all over one other guy, and they were all sitting on the couch. And when Sonny saw what he was doing with that other guy, Sonny went over to him and said, "Look, I've been around this block. You don't want to go with that guy, you know." And he was seeming like the overprotective kind, whereas if you actually look back on it, he was kind of playing the field with all those people.
Hmm.
I don't know. You can look back on it and see it like that. I don't know. Sorry.
So.
No.
I have to think back about that scene. I never got the impression that Denton, I don't know how old Sonny actually is, and that, you know what I mean, they'd only see maybe a couple years apart. You know, if someone a lot older, like when they had the
Yeah, I thought they were
DJ
around the same
Abby,
age, it seemed to me.
Yeah. So that, I don't know, the whole Sonny's a player thing, it's just not really
agreeing
with
me. Yeah, I don't see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't see it.
I think they changed it too quickly or something. That's what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, yeah, well, the other Wilson story that's happening is Gabby didn't know she was pregnant for 3 months. I don't know how.
Is she that far along?
She said three months. I heard
her
say.
9 to 12 weeks along. And then she was saying how careful she was with Nick, so she was using something while she was already pregnant. It's a little late for that. So,
yeah.
I think they need to explain that a little bit more on how she didn't notice for 3 months.
She didn't seem that far along to me.
No,
I mean,
birth control on soaps, really.
She claims she used it, but she used it with Nick. And she should have known. She knows how fertile the Bradys are. She should have known better.
Exactly.
I mean, hello, Sammy's his mother. She's full kids. And
I mean, never used birth control, so, you know.
Oh, that's what the funny part was. Sammy was saying, birth control isn't foolproof. And, I mean, I know it was meant to be ironic and it was meant to be funny. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Sammy with four children that none of them were planned for.
Nope.
Sammy hasn't quite figured out yet the whole birth control thing herself. So I thought this was funny.
That's what she said. Well,
I don't think any
Ellen
of them have.
Well, her youngest is what, two?
I'm wondering how Allie Sweeney managed to deliver those lines with a straight face when she was talking to Gabby at the hospital, in the hospital room. But, you know, I was like, well, you know, birth control is not foolproof and stuff. And just, I mean, knowing Sammy's history, just cracks me up.
Yeah,
but
I should know.
You know, I love it that she has no idea this is her grandchild they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, I think Sammy thinks that it's Nick's.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even been together that long.
Well, Nick and Gabby went to
the I mean, think about it. Everybody should know that it's not Nick's.
Well, yeah, like I said, they went straight from upstairs to downstairs. I mean, it was like almost an instant scene. I mean, they were upstairs. Oh, I love you, I love you. And then they went
downstairs. Yeah, it's only been like the last few weeks or whatever, yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, no one knows how quickly they could have hooked up. I mean, you really don't know how quickly someone moved along. You know, some people do it the same day they met.
That's true.
She did,
yeah,
yeah,
maybe that's what they think.
I guess
when
it comes to Sammy's thing, I guess when it comes to Sammy's brain,
Sammy,
oh,
maybe that's
you met him 3 weeks ago.
Way, yeah.
Well, yeah, and that and Sammy doesn't know how far along she is, though, either. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's
but
true.
That is definitely was Allison Sweeney's Emmy episode this year, though, was that episode.
Yeah,
the dialogue this week, I don't know if you guys noticed, they kicked it up a notch this week, don't you guys think?
Yeah.
Because I was having a hard time picking out the Colton episodes the last few months.
Wow.
It's been
that's
kind of something. Stale. Yeah, but this week it was really good.
Yeah,
wow.
There's the dialogue. It was funny and it was sparky and it was right on every, you know, it was, and it was really true to history.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, and
I'll
it was actually
to
fun
to
watch.
See who the writers were.
they drank their Starbucks this week.
All right.
They went back in the history files.
We can cover the Kate portion really quickly. There was no Kate.
Yeah, there was not.
There was no Kate.
There was no
not
Kate.
This week, huh? No.
No.
Like that was really sad.
Or last week? I don't know. I can't remember.
There
I think
was
she
one
was on, like,
scene
the
last
Friday
week.
There was like Friday and Monday of the week before.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't think, was she on any days after last Monday?
No.
A week ago Monday?
No,
so it's
I
been
don't think.
Like 2 weeks now of no Kate, which means Kazi not happy.
No,
so.
No, I'm not happy either.
I mean, Kate makes everything better. Let's put it this way. You know, I mean, she just does. She just spices everything up. She's entertaining
mm-hmm.
as hell.
And you know, Kate could have delivered those lines so well, too, with the, well, you know, birth control isn't foolproof. Kate could have done that, too.
I know. That
would
have been awesome.
And
yeah.
It would have been really awesome if Kate could have turned around and known about it because she's such a secret
keeper. She had,
keeper,
what, 6 kids?
You know? She's had, like, 6 kids, you know? And,
yeah.
And
only
honestly,
two of
I mean,
those were aliens, so.
Yeah, only two of them were hers that she didn't
only
know about.
She, yeah. And two she didn't know anything about.
That
yeah.
would have been a good line, you know?
And we still don't know where
pregnant,
they are.
Not even, yeah. She's
and
like,
you know,
oh,
Kate
I
would have thought that it was Will's. And that's what I think
yeah.
would have been cool, is Kate would have instantly
yeah.
thought it was her great-grandchild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to see how Kate's going to handle it when she finds out, because I think she can really deliver on that one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. How about Sammy and Lucas finding out they're going to be grandparents? I mean, that's going to be precious.
Youngest is only two.
So do you guys think the wedding in February is going to be Nick and Gabby, or what? Or what do you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think
Nick and
Gabby.
Sonny and
I'm
Will.
Thinking Nick and Gabby.
Sonny and
no,
Will.
I'm thinking Nick
no.
and Gabby. I'm thinking Nick and Gabby.
And what about,
ooh, ooh,
what about
I can't wait
Trica
for that
Darbo
wedding.
Coming with like, I thought, I mean, I was thinking maybe since Chloe's on right now, taping right now, that maybe she was having a wedding, but then with the whole pregnancy thing, I'm now wondering about Nick and, you know, Gabby then, so.
I think it's going to be I don't know. My personal opinion is it's going to, and it's just a feeling that it's going to be a whole Sammy Lucas Austin
storyline, not a who's the daddy storyline. We all know who the daddy is, but you know, something along the lines of trying to make Nick think it's his.
Mm-hmm. Any chance it's not his?
Nick finds out it's not his pretty quickly.
Oh, he does.
She tells him. Oh.
Yeah, but
well, that blows that out a lot of it.
Yeah, and
probably figure it out.
But Nick wants to claim it's his.
Oh, well, then see, Nick and Gabby get married then.
Yep.
Yep.
The wedding of the year.
And then what did you think? I liked those scenes with Abigail and EJ. I didn't think I was going to, but I kind of liked
them.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He seemed more like a daddy figure, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a lot of people thinking that
they were
Christian
Grey figure there. Hmm.
Yeah.
It didn't seem very romantic to me. I mean, it just seemed more like a daddy, like
yeah, not romantic.
You know.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
I liked their scene, but I liked
a friend.
The
friend
so like,
started.
Yeah,
with
I like the
yeah.
Like a
you know, I mean,
friendly advice.
EJ never has any friends, so it's kind of nice to see. You know,
it's a nice
well,
EJ.
Like
you know,
stepping into Jack's spot though is what it seemed to me. You know, making Abby feel better because Abby was heavily feeling the guilt for Jack's death. And which I thought was really cool, actually, that they're actually giving some thought to Jack's death, finally.
Yeah,
but,
Jennifer doesn't seem to be remembering it, so it's nice.
No, but Daniel does, and Abby does, so at least somebody does.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought that was cool, and it just seemed like more like EJ was stepping into the footsteps of Abby's father. You know, if Jennifer had died, Jack would have been sitting there consoling Abby and telling her, it's okay, you didn't do this. He would have wanted to do this. And, you know, that she would have wanted to do this for you. She would have given her life for you, and she did. It's not your fault. And that's basically what EJ was doing because Jennifer's too busy to be able to sit there and tell her daughter, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it came off to me. EJ just seemed to be stepping into Jack's shoes.
I thought Abby is kind of at fault for Jack dying because she refused to get out of the elevator when the door was open.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah.
Yeah, but she was scared. She was, you know. Any
I'm
kid
scared. I'm
like
getting
that.
The hell out of the elevator. I'm not staying in the elevator.
Really?
That's what I didn't get.
Yeah, I guess they said she went into a state of shock, I suppose, is what they
were. State of shock,
yeah.
And I can see it. I can see her being shocked and doing that. I mean, just freezing, and you know, I didn't like the scene to begin with. So.
Miranda in the chat room is telling us we're making her not want to watch the show.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Not our fault.
And it's Sweeps Month. Actually, this week I don't think it was really bad. I thought it was pretty decent. The dialogue was so good. The storylines are crap, but the dialogues are good. And that's what Angela and I were saying on Twitter today. Yeah. So this, I mean, these are so predictable. You know Chris is screwing with Marlena. You know she really wants John back. You know Nick and Gabby are going to get married.
John's being an ass.
Well, John's always
clueless.
Being an ass. That's
yeah.
John's always being clueless.
Yeah.
That's just John.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Just they need more mystery with the storylines. Not just hey, we're going to make really predictable storylines. You guys are going to wait to watch the ending. You know, it that's not interesting. Like, we all know this baby's probably going to break up Will and Sunny eventually, and then they'll get back together. Besides, they get mad because Will didn't tell him about the baby. And then Ray's going to get mad at Sammy because Sammy didn't tell Rafe about the baby. And it's, you know, it's just lame.
Mm-hmm.
It was something different. He was, you know, make us guess how it's going to turn out. We always know how it's going to turn out.
Let us be surprised, you know, shock us a little bit.
Everybody
take a lesson from General Hospital, actually.
Oh, they're kicking ass.
Telling you what.
Oh,
this longtime Dave fan is getting interested in General Hospital now.
Me too.
And watching
too.
It more, if not
I have to admit,
as much or more.
I am more religious about making sure.
Yeah.
I am more religious about making sure I watch every day General Hospital than I am. It's like, okay, I can watch days later, you know.
Yeah,
well,
now it's going to be the opposite. I'll watch that and hate days.
I hate to say it, but, like, Kristen's on every single stinking day on days.
Yeah.
And if you're not a Kristen, if you're not a Kristen fan, if you're not a Kristen, John, or Marlena fan, then you've got, you know, limited things. I mean, let's see. Now we've gone from Daniel and Nicole, which I didn't want to, I didn't tune in because I didn't want to see those two together. Now we've got Jennifer back, I guess, or headed that way. Don't care
not
about
so long.
Them either. And
yeah, they're just about there now.
Kristen, Marlena, you know, all that, I don't care.
St. Kristen, you know, St. Kristen, now she's joining the
nice
church.
See, it was nice to see a Skylar Yancey viewing. I mean,
he won't be there much longer.
Yeah, he's leaving.
I know,
because we're already at, what, the 11,965th episode? And they already had the new recast for the 12,000th episode, so
that's
it's not going to be long.
Has anything come out about that?
Why are they recasting?
Skylar absolutely delivered. I have no idea why they recasted him. He's an absolute doll.
I thought he's good in that.
And he's awesome, and he's delivered every time that he's supposed to, that he's on the set or that he's on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
He's delivered.
I just love him. I'm really bummed. I mean, I don't know anything.
I'm surprised
about
they're keeping the character and recasting. I thought maybe they'd just get rid of the character, but yeah. Mm.
Yeah, no. They definitely recast, and they definitely recast on the 12,000th episode or before. I don't have an exact date. I haven't heard of the final air date for Skylar yet. But I mean, he's just a doll to talk to.
He is.
And I'm just really about it. Yeah, and I think you talked to him that day too, didn't you? That night.
I talked to him. I really liked him, and it really bummed me out that they broke him and Abby up, and then I heard about the recast and all. It's just a real bummer, you know. Go ahead.
Since you're talking about Abby again, I want to know when are they going to clue Abby into what Gabby did to Melanie? I mean, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
Nick
really.
Knows. Nick knows, but Abby's sitting here being best friends with her.
Are they trying to get Chad and Abby back together, kind of?
I think so.
I don't like Chad's haircut either.
I like the longer hair.
I said you guys are talking over each other. I couldn't hear you. What? You like
hair.
It or don't
hair
like
is
it?
Really, really bad.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear tell if you liked it or didn't like it.
No.
We don't like it.
It looks like he's had brain surgery and his hair starts to grow out.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad buzz job. I thought that looked a little odd,
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else?
Nicole and her crying.
Oh, yeah.
She cried out by now. Yeah.
You
although
know,
she's Ari did an excellent job.
Oh, I will say this. I did enjoy the way they introduced Eric back to Salem.
I did enjoy that. That was cool.
Really?
That was awesome. I might have watched
him jogging by.
With his shirt off. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I have to admit, it's such a
I don't know if I like this Eric.
Now, what is it? I was fast forwarding through this, but like there was a scene. a scene with Eric and Nicole with the current guy. You know, with Greg Vaughn playing the flashback. Was that a flashback or a flash forward or what was that?
That was a fake flashback. It was a fake one.
A fake flashback.
That's because her hair was shorter in it. I was like, okay, so what are they doing here? Because I wasn't listening to it. I was just watching.
I hate when they do that. Can't fool us.
Yeah.
We know. It's old-time views. We know.
But I do think Greg Vaughn's a very attractive-looking man, I must say. I enjoy him.
Yeah.
I haven't really seen any scenes other than the one of him, other than when he was jogging and shirtless.
Mm-hmm.
But, it started out good, so I'm looking forward to that part.
Hey, Marianne, we can call him the new Father What a Waste.
Oh, yes, Father Wedaway. So I was thinking the same thing. So now he has that shirt, but now he has that big, tight collar around his neck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Nicole will manage to get that collar off, I'm sure.
Oh, hell yes. That's just a challenge.
Oh, heck
for her.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That's a notch on her bedpost.
That's an easy barrier for Nicole to pass over.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just, yeah. But it would be nice, though, if a guy counseled Nicole and they didn't have sex. That would be a nice change of pace.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, because I'm tired of these storylines, though, where a guy falls for, you know, sad sack Nicole. She's down on her luck because her latest scheme failed. And this guy has to come in and save her. And then she keeps lying. And then he dumps her because he realizes she's never going to change. I mean, we've been seeing this for like 15 years now.
Nicole cries again.
And then Nicole's crying. And there's a dead baby. You know.
Russ, you had an observation earlier before we came on about Brady.
Yes, I did. I absolutely, you know, there were a couple of really good Nicole scenes, and the one you're talking about right now is where she meets Eric, or sees Eric for the first time. You know, she was down on her luck, sitting on a bench, but I definitely saw a huge spark in her face, and the color came back, and she was like, is that... Oh, my God, it is, you know, and she was like, everything that happened didn't happen anymore. It didn't matter anymore.
Yeah. And
that was really
turning.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The wheels were turning.
Everything will be
point.
Okay now. Yes.
And the
everything
other
will be okay
really
now.
Good one, the other really awesome scene that I saw was when she was sitting there in the hospital bed by herself and there was nothing going on and the room was dark and she was like, everybody in Salem hates me. There's nobody here for me anymore. I have nothing. I have nobody. And then, boom, pan, you know, all you hear from the back of the room is, I'm still here, you know. And it just gave me chills when
aww.
Brady said it.
Oh,
and
Brady,
he
yeah.
snuck in that back door, and it
aww.
Just gave me chills when I heard that, I'm still here for you. And it's like, ooh, yes, you are.
Yes,
she would
you
like
know,
you to
get
have
those
been
two
all
together.
Along. Yeah. Yeah.
Not Kristen. Oh, that's just barf. That's just gross.
I think
see those
Brady,
two together. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Who can't you see together? Who?
Brady and
Brady
Kristen.
Brady and Kristen.
Oh. Now, see, Brady and Kate would have been hot. Brady and Kristen is just nasty.
Yeah, it's nasty. Kristen probably changed his diaper.
Of course, you know, they hate each other right now. You know, Brady hate, but now she's saving Brady, you know, because he got, you know. Yeah.
Well, the way I see it, you know, if it all comes out true, and that's a big if it all comes to what everybody's talking about where they think Brady's going to end up with Kristen, I really still think it's a Kristen scheme to get back at John. Well, if you won't have me, I'll have him, you know.
Yeah, well, true, yeah, I'll have your son,
yeah.
which will drive him
yeah.
crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, there is no way after that scene that Brady had, I mean, it was only three words, but that scene that Brady had with Nicole, there is no way they can't go there again.
Oh, and that would be so nice to have that.
Yeah.
But then again, like, you know, with Eric back, I guess it'll be a triangle or something. But I think they should have a shirt off. You know, they should have, like, a, you know, they should both parade around without their shirts on, and Nicole can, like, choose from day to day who she wants to be with. I'm just kidding.
You're bad.
Can't have enough gratuitous shirtless Brady scenes. And now that we don't have to look at Madison every time he's half naked, I'm happy again.
Oh, yeah.
Someday soon I might
then,
be able to go back
to the
spa.
And then you also, Rose, you also mentioned how convenient it was that how convenient it was that Gabby passed out after she said
it was like she was already sitting down and then her head just went, you know, like, conveniently, you're already sitting down when you say it. I was like, oh, gosh. That whole fainting thing was just, I was just cracking up at it. I'm sorry. Like, she sits down at a patron's table. Why? You know?
I'm
sorry. I'm cracking up. It was hilarious.
Hey, and props to the hot bartender they had that was there.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie the bartender.
Eddie?
Oh, yeah. The name is Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can you get a bigger scene with the shirt off here?
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be Abby's date one night.
Mm-hmm.
Abby, that give Chad a run for his money, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm done laughing now. Maybe.
You can hear what Jan wrote in the chat room. Said Nicole's going to be possessed after her and Eric have sex, and Father Cahey will have to exorcise them both. So that's
you know, actually interesting because I hear there's a lot of priests coming to town soon. It's not just going to be one and two.
Oh,
I mean, according to the who's coming, who's going, there's a lot of priests coming soon. A lot of them.
Another priest.
And it's like, why so many priests?
Because that's what Riley did in the 90s. A lot of it was about the Catholic Church.
It sounds a lot like Riley.
Yeah.
And there were a ton of priests.
Return from the dead.
There's like three or four coming, and you've already got the two that are there all the time. So
are they Chippendale priests?
I have no idea.
We have the Waltons and Mash.
Yeah, I put on Twitter today, between all the priests and all the gay guys, you're going to have a lot of sexually frustrated women running around Salem. It's true. I mean, there's so few single straight guys in Salem. No wonder they're fighting over the ones that are left.
There's less women, though, if you look at the age groups.
Yeah. I mean, Chrissy's going younger. That's how slim the pickings are. She's going younger. So.
Well,
you've
only got Abby
older.
In the younger group.
Yeah.
Abby and Gabby.
Yeah.
Abby younger
and
group. And then you've got Sammy and Nicole in that group. That's it. And then you got Kristen, Marlena, Kate. Who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody.
Jennifer.
No, I'm not.
Kristen, Marlena, Kate.
Jennifer. There you go.
Jennifer,
how could How could I forget about Jennifer and Hope?
maybe because you fast forwarded from like I did. it's really easy to forget when the most memorable thing about the scene is that I love Hope's necklace and that she wore her badge down on her waist. That was cool.
Haven't seen Hope since she waved goodbye to Beau, have we?
No, she was on this week. She was trying on her grandfather's pilgrim hat.
Daniel
was at the door of Jennifer's house, and took it off. But it was kind of like a scene, like they were chem testing Hope and Daniel. Yeah,
I thought it was like that too.
Yeah,
Hope and Daniel
chem testing.
Hope and Daniel.
Yeah.
Well, it shows you how good that went over in my head. I didn't even remember seeing that one.
Yeah, I did.
I wondered about that, too, actually, Carrie.
I thought about that, too, because she's wearing the pilgrim hat when he opens the door, and it's like, whoa, didn't see that coming, you know? Like, what kind of game are you playing in here, young lady? You know, kind of, I was expecting him to say something really kind of naughty.
Well, unless Hope gets sick, we don't have to worry about it.
This is totally politically incorrect, but I could see the Hope in the door and him going, "How? How do I get in your pants?"
I think I hear a cough, Hope.
No, I'm pretty sure you just coughed. I'm pretty darn sure.
Is
Hope going to come down with some disease?
Hope's got to come down with a disease if Daniel gets hurt.
Yeah, she's going to come with some strange. Yeah. And the cousins will be fighting over Daniel then.
Oh,
actually, Jen's going back into the hospital as a patient.
Really?
December.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Jennifer.
Oh.
Yep.
Jennifer's going back to the hospital?
What?
Jennifer's going back
she
as a patient.
She has, from what I heard, she suffers from bad wardrobitis.
Her hair is bitching this week, though, I have to say. I like the razor-cut hair.
I like her hair.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked better. She looked better.
Yes. So, I think Jennifer should be hospitalized for being a control freak. And
yeah.
I mean, she castrated Jack, and now she's castrating Daniel.
She needs some OCD medicine or something.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine him actually wanting to be in a relationship with her. She's like, you can't hang out with Nicole. You can't do this. You can't that. No, it's like, you have to get this treatment done for your hands. And it's like, oh, my God. Let the guy breathe.
Every man's worst nightmare.
Well, I mean, from
she's
what I hear,
she's
obviously
telling him what to do. I mean, it's he should just tell her, fuck off. I mean, oh,
but Chloe will be back soon. But Chloe will be back in January.
Yes.
So Chloe will be back in January. So
who will?
You know, Chloe.
Who?
Chloe.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I don't think once Chloe gets on the
she'll go back after.
Once Chloe gets on the scene, there's nobody else for Daniel.
No.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he sees her rack, then he's done. He's heading straight for Chloe.
He's done. Right for Chloe. Mm-hmm.
Right for
Chloe. You got Daniel and Chloe. So that's gonna leave Hope and Jennifer to be the Hortons.
Yeah, so I mean, especially if Chloe comes, her leukemia comes back. I mean, Daniel's just gone. He's going to be with
he'll
her
right
24/7. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. He'll check her lymph nodes again, and he'll fall in love with Chloe.
Have the orange glow all over again. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
And the music.
Oh, yeah, the bad porn music we had with the Dan Lowe.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, for the next couple of months, we're just kind of in a holding pattern waiting for Chloe to come and steal Daniel's heart again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Literally, she should just rip it right out of his chest.
What?
She should just rip his heart right out of his chest.
Oh, gosh.
Give us a break.
Well, you still have to wonder, is Parker Daniel's or Phillips? I mean, if you've got Chloe coming back to town, it's got to be a reason.
Yeah, but the thing is, since she's going to be here temporarily, what's the point of changing it, though, unless Chloe dumps the kid on him? Why say, oh, it's Daniel's baby, and then Chloe leaves town again? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because we don't need more kids, because we kind of lost our built-in babysitters.
Where are Sammy's kids? I mean, I know EJ was with Johnny this week, but you see Sammy and EJ working. You see Sammy and Lucas working. Caroline's out of town. Marlena's chasing Kristen around.
Kristen's ghost.
Yeah, so who knows watching these kids?
Nobody.
Nobody.
They're having hot chocolate and marshmallows and having a good old time at somebody's house.
Maybe there was Theo or something, or I don't know.
Sierra, Doug, and Julie, or something. With
Abe.
Or
Abe doesn't. We still don't have a mayor, so Abe could be watching them all.
Yeah. Oh.
I'd say.
Speaking of Chloe, about days, posted a spoiler that an actor from yesteryear was coming back. So we're all thinking it was a major return, and it turns out it's Patrick
DeDarbo. Is it, or is there somebody else still coming back?
No, I think it's just Patrika. So, and Patrika played on Nancy Wesley, who's Chloe's mom, and loved her character before she was Chloe's mom, when she was scheming and trying to make Mike Horton miserable. That was hilarious. And when she became Chloe's mom, she kind of turned into a wuss. So far, we haven't heard anything about Craig coming back, so it looks like it's just Nancy. And then Craig used to be fun, too, and they made him nice, and that was really disappointing. Because I love Craig and Nancy. Craig and Nancy have had the best marriage ever in the history of Days of Our Lives.
They have.
They've never broken up. They've never cheated on each other. It's, you know. So,
I don't think
they've even
had an actual fight. Not really big time anymore.
Yeah, and they could have, because she didn't tell him of her pregnancy and turned out he was the father of Chloe.
Yeah. And the only thing that you can ever wonder about Craig and Nancy is having that baby to save Chloe's life. You know, they had that, you know. And that's not uncommon either, but you know, it depends on how you look at it. But that's really, I mean, Craig and Nancy are just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you don't know who Nancy Wesley is, look up the old school YouTube episodes of her and Craig.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe type in, you know, Nancy Wesley, Mike Horton. And
yes.
yes, that's the stuff to watch. Don't watch it after she found that Chloe's her kid and it starts getting dull. But, yeah, when they were scheming and trying to go to the hospital and trying to get Craig chief of staff and setting up Mike,
oh, yeah.
Like he was sexually harassing the nurses, that was great stuff.
Those are some great scenes.
It was cool. It was really cool. So, yes, we look forward to that. That's happening in November and February, so hopefully that's hopefully they give Nancy something good and not her just worrying over Chloe or whatever. That's really boring. So, but yeah, I think we were all kind of let down that that was the big return.
Well, I didn't let myself get built up. I mean, I know I wanted so badly in my heart just to think that it was going to be Teo. Obviously, you know, I wanted Tony and Andre back.
Yeah.
I really did. I wanted it to be that. But I just knew. And I, you know, I thought that they might be bringing back Bill, is what I actually thought. When
I was thinking that too. I was thinking Jake and the dog. That would have been more realistic.
Bill could give a lot of storyline. Jennifer needs him. Abby needs him. You know, Lucas needs him. Will needs him. Kate could really need him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, Bill Horton.
It could give some really
big,
yeah, Bill Horton. It could give some real storyline to Kate and to Lucas. And
we've been wanting Bill Horton for a long time.
Yeah, and that's who I actually pictured possibly coming back.
Well,
so, I mean, I'm not let down
because the only thing, though, they said it was somebody was returning in the role they originated, and I really, if Bill Horton comes back,
I want him to come in
the form of John Martin, who played him most recently, but I knew it wasn't going to be him when they said that, because I knew that it had to be someone who was still alive and still coming back to play a character they played before. So, you know, and plus, you know, a lot of people don't know who John Martin is. We know because we really liked him and Kate together, you know, Bill Horton. But I ruled him out fairly early, but I was kind of hoping, you know, that they'd still bring him back. I think he'd be great as, you know, for a lot of reasons on the show, but... But, yeah, I was kind of thinking Philip. I was kind of thinking J. Kenneth Johnson. I was kind of hoping maybe since Chloe was coming back, that, well, maybe she'll bring Philip with her.
Oh, yeah, I'd still like to see him come back. Yeah.
Yeah, I missed him.
Yeah, so
I don't know. But, I mean, but Patrika, I know Patrika had a lot of followers.
I'd still like to see Tony come back, too. So.
Oh, Tony,
we're still home.
Sigh.
Tony.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that was the first one I mentioned, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hoped it had been him, but I'm not let down by Patrika and Chloe's mom. Nancy Wesley was really an awesome character.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully they give Patrika something good. And Patrika's on Twitter, by the way, so anybody wants to follow her. She doesn't tweet much, like I would say.
Yeah.
She's tweeted about 3 times in 3 months.
Something
but,
like more.
Mm-hmm.
She agreed to do an interview here soon, though. So.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
So I can let you know when that is. We don't have the actual
please.
Date. It's sometime after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, let us know, and we'll let everybody know. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I will let you know.
Yeah. Definitely.
Cool. Okay, let's see what else happened this week. So Kristen is playing everybody like a Stradivarius. She's
a bad
giving,
one.
I love her pissing off Marlena. That is,
yeah.
I mean, it that just never gets old. I can love it.
And, you know, she's doing
true.
It so well,
I do,
too.
I guess you're right on that one.
I have to say, Kristen, I've actually sat there and watched the Kristen scenes, and I actually like the way Kristen is, she's 4 steps ahead of Marlena. I mean, she's not, there is no way Marlena can make anybody, and it's not just John being dumb, you know, numb to the whole thing. There's no way she could convince anybody that Kristen's actually trying to do this on purpose, because there's just no, Kristen's not leaving a trail. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. No, Kristen's doing it very, you know, it is looking like Marlena is the one that's
it is
crazy.
Making it look like Marlena needs some serious help.
It's pathetic, and overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Well, look what she did. Did you see at the end there when Brady was in trouble and the John, she deleted the message that Brady
was going to the
hospital?
Yeah, she deleted the messages that Brady was going to the hospital. And it was like, seriously, Marlena, you just delete the message? You don't even listen to her? You know?
Yeah.
And that's going to come
because
back to haunt her big time.
She just assumed and jumped to conclusions that it was Kristen, you know, that it couldn't possibly be anything else.
Yep, and that's going to come back to haunt her big time.
You know what's funny this week was Nicole was going through all her contacts on her phone. She's talking about Roman, this person, that person. And she's like, why do I have these people on my phone?
They used to be your friend.
How does even get John's phone number?
Do you find it amazing how everybody has everybody else's phone number, even the ones that don't like each other?
I don't like my phone number.
And they give their cell phone numbers out.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly from days past and sometime in the last year, there was some scene where somebody said, why don't I have this phone number? You know?
Really, they seem like they all have each other's phone numbers.
But when they need it, they don't have it, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Did you see that funny scene, too, where Nicole calls up Marlena, and Marlena's refusing to counsel her?
Are you serious? That one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was only a few seconds, but it was really funny. I mean, you know, Nicole's getting really desperate. I think she even said that before she called Marlena.
Even the look in her face was like hesitant, like, I have to call her, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Like Marlena was the last resort.
Yeah.
Well, she's like one of the only counselors there unless Marlena needs counseling.
Yeah, Marlene hasn't counseled anybody in a while. But Marlene should have recommended her therapist that Kristen was going to go see, too.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that therapist? Because she would have Kristen complain about Marlene, and Marlene is complaining about Kristen, and Nicole's complaining about everybody.
But who in Salem doesn't need a counselor? And Marlene is not the counselor for everybody in Salem because she's got some kind of tie to them all. You know, but who doesn't need counseling in Salem?
Well, Marlena's excuse is kind of weak. Well, because of my relationship with Jennifer, I can't counsel you. What?
What?
Come on.
What kind of a relationship did they really have? She can counsel Hope and Bo. Wait, that doesn't
make sense. She counseled Bo and Hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't counsel Nicole?
Well, yeah, I mean, she could have said, like, okay, well, you stole my granddaughter. You kidnapped her. Okay, that would make sense. But she said, no, she can't do it with Jennifer. Yeah, she kidnapped Sydney. That means more than Nicole blaming Jennifer for killing her baby. And that's another thing, too. What's the deal with the DA going to prosecute Nicole? For what?
Yeah, what did Nicole do?
She falsified her testimony. That's a big arrest even here now. Yeah. You know, her testimony was completely wrong. She blamed somebody who was innocent. Jennifer declined to prosecute on Jennifer's behalf. But at the same time, Nicole still lied to the police department, outright lied. Therefore, they can go after her in a real setting. They can go after her for what she did to the police department. They can't go after her for a falsifying report. Yeah, they can't go after her for Jennifer because Jennifer declined to prosecute for the, I want to say blasphemous, but I forget the word.
It's really perjury. But I thought Nicole told Roman she didn't really remember what happened. Or I thought she was saying it was an accident. And then she was going to recant.
She already did recant it. That was a recant of the original scene. When she originally got taken, she gave a statement there. You know, but they couldn't take that statement into evidence. So he had to come to the hospital after she had been taken care of and get her statement later. But her original statement was that Nicole pushed her, or Jennifer pushed her. And then she recanted it with Roman because Daniel said that he would go off to Hawaii with her if she recanted it later.
I just thought the whole thing was kind of dumb because she had everything dropped against Jennifer in the first place. So I mean, I don't know. I thought it was kind of silly. And the thing
is
Nicole,
silly,
it was Nicole probably trying to kill herself. And they just stick her at exam room number 2. That doesn't happen.
No, at least
you,
when Laura was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they stick you on the mental ward. She would not have seen any of those people for a couple of days. I mean, you have to make sure she's stable first. You're sure as hell not going to have Brady, Daniel, Jennifer, Abby, all these people harassing her after a suicide attempt.
I thought that was really weird that Abby and Jennifer were able to walk in there.
Yeah.
I mean, Daniel, you figure Daniel works there, so. Although he quit, I don't know how he changed that. But Daniel can get into any hospital room. But Jennifer just walks in there, just waltzes right on in?
No. I mean, actually, she should have been in the mental ward. And from people I know who've been in there, you're not allowed to talk to anybody. They take your phone off you. You're completely sequestered from everybody. And having her and then having the cops interrogate her too and all this stuff, that would never happen. And then she was let go a couple hours later. That wouldn't happen either. I mean, it's like an automatic, like 48 hours you're in there. You can't get out.
Should be a 72-hour hold, actually.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it is 72. Yeah. So
she
thought the whole thing was weird. It's
not like they don't have the padded room or whatever you call it. We saw Laura in it. We saw Ava. The room that they put Ava in, that's where she should have been. Not in the same exam room she just gave birth to that baby in.
Everybody goes into that room, though.
It all been. Miranda's in the chat room, past room. Let's put them all in there at once and see what happens.
Lock them up in Ava's room. You couldn't open that door.
Yeah. Lock them all up in Marlena's secret room.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, you can make
now
it like.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you make it like the movie Saw. You know what I mean? To get out, you have to kill the other person or cut off your arm. I don't watch those movies. All I know is Ben Linus is on there from Lost, so I'm sure as hell not going to watch it if Ben's on there. He's already serious enough as it is. But he was in the third one or something. But, yeah, do something like that, you know. I'll let you out if you kill the other person.
Now, I thought it was interesting you brought up the secret room because before you have another chat, I hear that since the NFL or NHL or whatever is still on strike, the preemption for Thanksgiving, I guess they're going to replace it. I heard that they're going to replace it with one of the episodes of The Secret Room where Susan loses her teeth because of Laura. I believe they're going to put on that episode. It's listed in the TV guide now as a repeat.
Susan
looked.
Yeah, they normally weren't going to have a days on Thursday or Friday.
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Because of the NHL. Because of the NHL. Thursday is because of Thanksgiving.
Right.
And the Macy's parade and all that stuff. But Friday they weren't going to have an episode either because of the NHL or something like that. And it was preempted. But now they have it listed as a repeat and it's supposed to be supposedly, it's supposed to be the episode where Laura knocks out the teeth of Susan Banks Kristen and Marlena were locked in the secret room and Laura knew about it. I don't know if any of you watched it back then, but Laura knew about it. So everybody thought Laura was crazy,
and Laura proved it by knocking out Susan's Kristen teeth. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I remember that. I remember that show. I guess I'm old. Oops.
I skipped the 90s when I was watching. I watched
oh,
the,
no,
I
remember
skipped
that.
The 90s and came back to.
I remember that. Reva Marlene in the room. I forgot about Laura though.
Yeah, Laura was in that one. She was a big player in that episode, if that's the episode they show. Because it was all about Laura proving that that was not Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, they might want to air that so people that haven't seen that will know the history between Marlena and Kristen.
And the cynical part of
what they're talking about.
So that instead of having like a Thanksgiving-themed episode or something, so that we can get more Kristen. Lord knows.
Yeah. It's going to be really odd, though, to see that particular. I don't know why they chose that particular one. It's going to be odd because you're going to see the in that same episode, if I remember correctly, in that same episode is also, if I remember correctly, and I don't know if I do or not, if I'll have to go back and read the episode when I see which one it is. But the I believe they had Will, and he was almost 2 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and I think that is in that episode. So that will be really tricky if they show that one. Because Will was in the scene, and Sammy was in the scene, and EJ was an infant. So I really think that might be a little odd to show that particular one, but that's what
I
heard.
Maybe they edit that out or something. I don't know. Yeah, that's
okay,
funny.
That could be really tricky, but.
Yeah, Jason 47 has the episode. So the original air date was June 24th, 1997.
Okay.
And the cast was Franco, Hope, Billy, JL, Laura, Celeste, Jennifer, Carrie, Mickey, Mike, Kristen, Susan, Yvonne, Marlena, John, Lexi, Stefano, Caroline, Sean, Grandpa Sean, Bo, Abe, Maggie, Vivian, Max. Wow, Max is on there.
They were all in there.
they were all in that episode. It was a big party.
Yeah, and the Cynthia's Demira Mansion, Franco Salem Inn room, the park, and the pier.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And which episode did you say it was?
June of 1997.
June, does it give a date?
Yeah, June 24th. And so he wrote an episode which Susan was revealed to be impersonating Kristen, sink flying false teeth courtesy of Laura Horton, and John desperately searches to find the real Kristen and Marlena in the secret room. So it is the secret room episode on Friday the 23rd. So,
okay.
This Friday.
I thought I'd heard about that.
Yeah. I should put that on the blog. I forgot. That'd be cool to watch. I think I'll watch that. I actually didn't see it. First time it came around. I think that was 97. What the hell?
97.
Well, I just
got
married. That's how long ago that was. But, that's because of the hockey. That was supposed to be a preemptive episode because of hockey, and unfortunately, we still don't have hockey, and I'm not very happy about that at all. So.
Yeah, we're not going to have hockey this year, are we?
Last I heard, they're still negotiating, but things aren't going well. So, but they canceled all of November, so I'm not sure what else is going on. You know, I'm going to bring on Angela, but she's waiting for a while. Hey, Angela, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey. Hello.
Hey. Hey. What do you want to talk about tonight?
So I had read just very briefly this week and haven't got all the details of it, but Jason 47, I'm thinking of this at the holiday season last year, you know, has put together some clues for Christmas time. And it looked to me like they were saying obviously they're going to use St. Luke's, obviously, at Christmas, but they had someone in a bridesmaid's dress. So I'm wondering, you know, we keep talking about the wedding in February, but I'm wondering now if there's not some type of wedding in December.
I don't know.
I guess I need to look at it more because I just briefly kind of glazed over it, you know, and it But the good part, the good thing I thought, and some people had commented, I think, on it, is the fact that definitely Stefano is included. Not necessarily the Horton tree ornament hanging thing, but Stefano is back at Christmas time. And then there were some scenes, I think, that they did list Sammy and then they should in had like the letter E, so I'm assuming that would be Sammy and EJ at the Horton Town Square. And I thought I think they're going to do the same. Remember last year they had the tree at Horton Town where they have the military, I guess they had, I don't know, they had ornaments in the square. But they were benefiting different parts of the military and service people. So I think they may be doing something with that again. But they definitely have some different, a good bit of stuff at St. Luke's, and there's somebody in the bridesmaid's dress. And that's long before February. So I'm not really sure who, or if that even means necessarily that it's a, you know, it's a wedding that we're all participating in, but, you know, you just never, you know, you just don't know. I guess it could be another wedding that's just going on at the church. But anyway, so I thought that was interesting. I need to go back and look at it some more. But he had posted some stuff, and then he posted some additional things.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I did see Stefano, which made me feel good. I'm going to see Stefano. I miss seeing
Yay!
Stefano. So I thought that was good. I agree with most everything everyone's been saying. Like I said, I'm excited about Greg Vaughn for sure coming on. I think he's going to be a good addition. I thought the scenes were all good that they had, you know, with he and his family and so forth. I didn't see the the jogging scene because I think that was the day that they had the president's news conference, and I never did catch that whole day, but I do think that, like I said, I've been excited about Greg for a while. So I think that's going to turn. Hopefully, that if it'll be written well, it'll be good, and you know, we'll see. I think to me, the thing with Brady and Kristen, I just have the sense that yeah, they are going to do something there, but I have the feeling it's going to be kind of short term.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's be some real long-term situation, but Carrie and I were passing tweets today back and forth about some of the comments Jamie Giddens made this week about, you know, a cliffhanger and comparing the cliffhangers for the week at General Hospital and Days. Yeah, and Chris and Brady over there at the church charity board was not quite a cliffhanger. I do think, like I said, I'm enjoying Eileen Davidson back as Kristen. I do think that there needs to be some more activity. She doesn't have to be dressed up in 15 different costumes with 8 different people, but. I do think, you know, I think it would be good to, you know, to have her, you know, but rather than just, I feel like we're just continuing to set things up. Let's get to something.
Yeah.
I think that's the way I felt all month with the storyline and I do agree. I think the saving grace is the dialogue writers, and I think it was Thursday's episode that I watched.
Sorry.
Richard Colleton had written. And yeah, I kept thinking the whole time I was watching it, you know, how much I enjoyed it and I really liked it. And so then I waited till the very end to see. And sure enough, he had written it. I think David Levinson has written some really good episodes. I do think, you know, that's the saving grace right now with the show. We need to get to some of the. That's the thing that worries me is not getting to anything very exciting. And I'm sorry, Gabby pregnant. Anybody pregnant right now is not exciting to me. I like Blake Barris. I like the character of Nick. I want them to use him. But I'm really not into another baby story, period. You know, they showed some scenes. You know that Gabby's not going to have an abortion, but so help me, they showed, I guess it's in that preview, that promo film, the second promo, they show Will taking Gabby to this abortion clinic, or he's with her at an abortion clinic. Well, you know she's not going to have an abortion. And again, I'm not saying I'm not in favor of somebody having an abortion, especially if they're 12 weeks along. But yeah, we just have seen this and seen this and seen this, and I don't know. I hadn't hoped for a long time that they were really going to move to something else. Patrika Darbo, y'all talked about her coming on, and I like her. I think that'll be cute. I would like to see them bring Joy, you know, the baby, you know. Rose mentioned this a minute ago, they had Joy to help save Chloe's life. Well, they could easily Soras Joy, and if they want to, you know, if they really want to try to beef up the early 20s crowd, I think really there's, you know, some cleanup on that, on aisle 12 with a bunch of those characters, because I'm really not feeling the Will and Sunny story, and y'all have really covered a lot of the reasons why. I think, you know, I agree with those are probably all the reasons why I'm not really excited about it, or I just don't think it's very cleverly written. I don't know. It's just not interesting. It's not exciting. So as usual, I'm watching for EJ. About the scenes with EJ and Sammy. And EJ is now being her boss, and I thought that was clever, but you know, that was like 3.5 minutes, you know, out of the week. So, that was good. Somebody said, and again, I can't remember who, but so I guess it has to be somebody that's seen The Days Ahead, because I haven't seen The Days Ahead for Monday. But somebody said that Sammy has on probably one of the ugliest dresses that she's ever had on. And frankly, that's saying something, because they have really put some of these ladies in some horrible outfits recently. Right. I don't know if it's the wardrobe budget again. But I'm actually wanting to tune in to see Monday to see how bad the dress is, because I really can't imagine it could get a whole lot worse than some that we've seen.
Well, poor Gabby's probably going to inherit all of Nicole's ugly maternity clothes.
Oh, no.
I made a joke
on Twitter a couple of days ago. You know, think about that prosthesis, you know, belly that they came up with in 2009, I guess, was when they first introduced it when Nicole was pregnant the first time, and then lost it and was hiding and pretending to be pregnant. But, you know, they've long since, I know, captured their money back on that thing. I don't think they have to keep using it constantly. We've really invested in this. We better use it. So who else can we get pregnant? I was glad to hear, and Rose, I think you're the one that was talking about this. I have not seen the scenes where with EJ and Abby. Do you remember what days?
I think it was Monday.
Monday, beginning of the week.
Yeah.
Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. I just watched it. I watched everything out of order, and it was Monday. I just watched Monday yesterday. So, yeah.
Mm. Okay.
It was
scene. Because I wanted to see that, too, and I didn't see that. I know I saw Thursday. I saw Friday. Y'all covered most everything. I hope that things are going to kind of speed up, and it concerns me for the spring, the fact that they're just speeding along, the stuff without any tracking to the audience. And I know we've all talked about this ad nauseum, and clearly that does, you know, I would feel so much better about the show and the fact that they were really fighting to keep the show if they would say, we're going to stop filming this far in advance. to me, that's the fundamental thing they've got to do, because otherwise you can't track it. There's no way that they can know. They haven't. I mean, you know, it's just that. That's the thing that's so frustrating to me. Uh-huh. It's just that, you just see this stuff. We see these previews. The November sweeps to me were just a complete waste. I mean, that's when, you know, they get their advertising rates and so forth, and it's as if they don't care.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not that I didn't enjoy some of the scenes with Eileen Davidson and Kristen, because I did. It's not that I haven't enjoyed. Actually, I've enjoyed some of the Marlena stuff. You know, I think, Carrie, you're talking about, you know, when people call Marlena on stuff. I wouldn't want to be. I wouldn't want that to be an A story, but I also don't want Gabby to be the A story either. But that has been kind of entertaining. But none of that is earth-shattering, like, you know, just unlike what we're saying. General Hospital has been great. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just like surprises and twists and people that you haven't even seen in 20 years, and people have been talking, you know, on that are fans of General Hospital have been talking for months about, I wonder who really is behind, you know, Robin's kidnapping. And then, mm-hmm. For you to start to wonder, well, could Duke really, you know, is Duke really that person, or is Duke really, is that really Duke? And I mean, that's been conversation on Twitter. People have been excited about that for weeks and weeks and weeks.
There's no reason why
Taze mm-hmm. can't sit down, write something like that and have, and do something similar to get people excited and engaged in it. You can't get engaged about, you know, Father Tobias setting up the charity, board meeting. You know, we're just not going to sit here and be excited over that. So I don't know. That's the thing that worries me and that I don't understand. And it's just a huge why in there. And the fact that Kate has not been on there, you know, that's, mm-hmm. you know, clearly that's a waste. You know, they could at least, you know, even if they were, have, you know, they're building up to some story for her in the new year, there's still things that she could be doing. I mean, I think it's just ludicrous that here she's going to get involved in all this divorce stuff, and Stefano is going to send all the information through Kristen. For the divorce, that makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it seems like you know that even if really we're just going to have phone conversations of Kate having a phone conversation with Stefano, you would think if somebody had been married a couple of years and so forth, and they were going to divorce you, that you would actually talk to them about it, not have their daughter come by and tell you, oh, here's the paperwork and. I don't understand. I guess those are the main things. I did see also on the Christmas sneak thing from Jason, it does show Cameron Davis is there, but it's the new actor that they've hired.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely around it. But it almost looks like he's got like a glorified extra, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really quite sure what I like Skylar Yancey. I mean, we didn't see that much of him, but he did pretty well. And he is truly an actor. But, I thought he looked the age. He is older. He's the same age as James Scott, so he's really in his 30s. I don't think he looks it. I mean, I totally believed he was 24, 25 years old. I didn't question it. But I'm mm-hmm. also not good about judging people's ages anymore. So I don't know about that. But we'll just have to see. But, yeah, it's just, I'm still very frustrated. Like I said, I'm happy about Greg Vaughn, but I just don't understand where we're going. And, yeah, there's just not a lot of. I mean, it just seems to me like they're just. it just wasn't planned well or something. I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't know. Necessarily. Some people are saying the pacing is still not good. I'm not so sure it's the pacing. It's just that the stories are just not very compelling. And I love EJ, mm-hmm. I think that Ariane Zucker does a great job with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
But the Friday episode, it was really, it was a depressing conversation. And heaven knows how many times have they had that kind of a conversation. So it's just, I don't know. I guess we'll see what's up next. But
well, Angela, I just wanted to, I went ahead and looked up that episode you were talking about. And you would remember it, Angela. I know you would. It's where where the fake Kristen, Susan, marries John.
Mm-hmm.
It's at John and it's John and Kristen's wedding.
So that's when they're dressed up like Elvis?
Yes. And no. John and Kristen's wedding. When John and Kristen got married and everybody was in the ballroom and Jennifer and Mike were trying to get Laura out of the room. Mm-hmm. And the show starts off with Bo and Billy because they were married in Rome.
Oh.
And so we're going to get to see Bo and Billy. And then mm-hmm. Hope, it says he says now he will comfort Hope and win her love. Anyway, in the meantime, Hope is dreaming of the past with Bo and moping around. Franco joins her, and again she cries on his shoulder. And Franco, so we got to start with Bo and Hope and Billy and Franco. And then it flashes to Rome, to Bo in Rome. Anyway, mm-hmm. halfway through it says at the wedding, Kristen's upset and everybody, and when I say Kristen, it's actually Susan in disguise as Kristen. Mm-hmm. Kristen and Marlena are already in the secret room. And
I remember the secret room stuff. I did see those episodes. The one thing that I saw when I was looking at the, I guess it was some of the, I feel like I'm quoting Jason's website, but it was the one thing I looked at today, so it's just fresh in my mind. But evidently, that episode, because you're saying it's like June of 1997.
June 24th of 1997, yeah.
That was the highest rated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, and that
yeah, it was the
that
highest month. Rated ever days episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, so I think probably another reason why they picked it. But,
yeah,
Elvis
is mentioned in it. EJ is mentioned in it. When she gets found out about it, she talks about how everything was perfect and now John can marry her and her and John and Elvis can be a family and then starts asking where Lisa Marie is. And Vivian's in it. Oh, I love Vivian. She's just getting drunk.
Yeah,
and drunk as a skunk.
And Yvonne.
And Yvonne, yes. Yvonne is telling her she can't afford her drinks anymore, and she's like, I still have my jewels, because everything was taken away from her at that point. Poor Vivian, everything was always taken away from her.
It'll be fun.
So.
I'm excited. I begged when Higley was leaving that they just throw in 2 months of classic episodes of Days.
Oh yeah.
I still that would have been a better play than some of what we saw then. It's a winner for me. I definitely am looking forward to seeing it. I think the soaps.com did a chat. Was it Friday night? Thursday night, Friday night. More of a Twitter chat with, and they had Island Davis
oh, yeah.
in 1 hour, and they had Eric Martzoff 1 hour. I think they had
Deidre Hall was in there too. Deidre Hall.
Deidre, that's right. Hall.
Yeah.
And in the Island Davidson part, they had a couple of odd things, but that was they did address one of the questions that I had sent in. They did have on Twitter because I asked her if. She had teased James Scott at all about, EJ being sore-assed and so forth so much. And she did laugh and she made the comment. Yeah, she said, that is really funny. She said, because EJ would really be about 14 now, wouldn't he? So I guess we'll get to see a little bit of that in the episode from 97. But
I still think that's going to be really weird, though. But yeah.
I've been pleasantly surprised with Kristen. Like I said, I want to see more of Kate. I think that is a problem. There's a lot of places where they could be using Kate and they're not, and I don't understand quite their whole process. But again, obviously, I think they're looking at however many, what the guarantees are for everybody.
Well, isn't there a spoiler out there that Kate has a big storyline coming up, which I really hope plays out in his
group? It's not till the next round, the next sweeps or whatever.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, near February. I know it was in that Ken Corday, tell everybody. If they do everything that Ken Corday said in that, sneak, then things would be grand and glorious. But to me, most of that read, the way I read most of it, is that none of that could possibly be happening until February, March at the earliest, because they're so far ahead filming. So, we don't really know what the Kate story is going to be yet. There's a lot of potential. She's got so many good relationships with so many different characters, not necessarily having good relationships, but she has fun and interesting relationships with mm-hmm. so many of the characters. I just don't know. The random sightings of Billy are just, bizarre. It's almost like, where's Waldo? And then all of a sudden there's Billy showing up in episode for 3 weeks. And she actually shows up. That's one of the things on Jason's list, too. She shows up at Christmas.
Yeah.
So she's at Christmas, too.
Yeah, there is a wedding dress with the veil down listed, too. It is a wedding.
I think there's a wedding in December now, and I'm not quite sure. Haven't figured that one out. Like I said, I didn't have to look closely at that list, but I knew there was somebody in a bridesmaid's dress, and
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. So maybe it's, well, I can, I'm not even going to try to predict and guess who's getting married, but it's nice to see the church being used, St. Luke's, again, and it's decorated for Christmas. That'll be nice. And
it looks like Eric's at St. Luke's with two other people, so it's probably Eric might be giving another wedding for somebody else. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how the attendance is going to go up at St. Luke's if Eric's the priest at the church?
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine?
His mother, what a waste is having mass.
Kristen actually goes to confession at St. Luke coming up. So can you imagine all these women saying, doing confession, saying, "Father, I've been lusting about you.
Right.
Sorry about that."
it made me think about cutting down a copy of the Thornbirds again.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that book.
Long ago. We'll see. I do like Eileen Davidson, and like I said, I love the chemistry she's got with James Scott. I think those scenes are always good, and I'm happy to have somebody engaged in there with him that's at least trying to either connive, scheme, or help, whatever you want to call it. So. We'll just have to, like I said, I'm enjoying her. I still, but that was the other thing she said, I think, in that chat, is that Stefano would be back soon. And I feel he's back around Christmas, so that'll be
great.
Good.
I'm still wondering. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll wrap it up, but go ahead. Get your point in. Yeah.
No, I don't have a point. Never mind.
No,
I was bringing up future things. It was a future thing. I was reading through this while you guys were talking, and it's like one of the things is a person's child returns, and yet when you scroll down and really read through it, you'll have to do that and yourself, but it says an old quote-unquote friend returns in the flesh, and Stefano's sitting there wearing a Santa hat.
whose child could possibly return? I mean.
Now, they're going to have a real child of one of the actors. You know how they always have the children come back. And
oh,
they,
those
and they
will
have
be,
a,
yeah. Yeah.
Like it could be
but
that the, either JJ is coming back or Joey or Melanie.
I just thought it was I just thought it was interesting because the big hype is that somebody's child will return. And then inside the Stefano scene where he's wearing a Santa hat, the thing says an old quote unquote friend returns. So I thought that was just kind of interesting, kind of get my hopes up there.
I would love for it to be Teo, but, you know, Teo's leaving Sydney right now at a wedding, so.
I don't think he's in Australia.
I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, I think it would be, too. Like I said, anything with Stefano will make me happy, and They did list one of the potential children, because, you know, they keep saying they're going to beef up the 20s crowd, and and I would like to see, they listed Alexander, which I thought was kind of interesting in that list, because the rest of them, you know, we've seen the audition tapes for JJ.
They can't have JJ over in Abby.
I hope it would be the Alex Kyriakos, you know, the which would be the oldest son of Justin, and he's actually related. You know, he's really a Devereaux Jane Elliott's the actress that played Angelica Devereaux those years, and she actually had the baby. The oldest child of Justin does really not belong to Adrian. I mean, they raised him as their child. But to see his name on the list was unusual to me, because I haven't seen or heard much about him in a long time. That would be a good age group for someone. You know, if they bring JJ on, you know, they've had the sore ass, and same thing with Joey. I mean, it's only been a few years. I can see they could make Joey 7, maybe 10, but I don't think they can jump him into, oh, here he is in college.
I assume that spoiler was about Joe Jr. Yeah, not Joe Jr. Joe Johnson. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to wrap it up. I wanted to add that Cal Loader posted on Twitter, he is playing Stacey Jacks in Rock of Ages in Las Vegas. And so if anybody wants to see Cal Loader, I'm sorry, that's how you pronounce it, it's Louder. Yeah, go to calloader.com if you want to see him in Rock of Ages. So I throw that out there.
Interesting.
But, it's time to wrap up the show, girls. So, thanks for everybody coming. I had a good time. I had a lot of fun tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows. Yeah. But thanks, Marianne, Anna, Rose, and Angela. And thanks, Miranda, for hanging out in the chat room. So, everybody have a wonderful. Yeah, everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys next. We haven't discussed next week yet. So I'm not guaranteeing a show next week. Yeah. So,
all right.
Be there. All right.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.